The Tremolos, Here Comes My Baby, 25 before 1. Here's Pat Clark, This Is My Song. This is my song, Miss Pet Clark, on Great 98. And Great 98 is saluting WFUV, the voice of Fordham University, tonight. And it's our way of expressing gratitude for the wonderful day they gave us today. Oh, what a beautiful day. And as I said before, I was on Pete Fornatel's show. And it's called Campus Caravan from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Let me tell you a little bit about WFUV. FM. It's non-commercial educational broadcasting, and it does really a tremendous job in presenting the very best in music, and it also accomplishes a fulfillment for the part on the part of those involved with it, the students involved, and that they take a great responsibility, and they make it grow into a very fine, informative, and entertaining project. I'm sure that many in the area who listen to WRFM have heard of WFUV. I think it's as Pete explained, we reach a 70-mile radius, you know? And while we were there today, the calls that were coming in, I think I talked with one person, but it was explained to me that other calls had been coming in and from all over. So they have great response. And those who listen, don't listen out of a sense of charity. You know, they listen because they're receiving the very best in entertainment. And the discussions that we had this afternoon, I think we covered just about everything in the time that we were there. And it was just beautifully done. And when I say that it was professionally done, I don't mean that it was mechanical or anything. I mean that they got the very best. They got the very best out of whatever they have. They got the very best out of it, and they drain it for all it's worth. And everybody is so conscientious about what they have to do with it. And what they have to do with it is a whale of a lot. And let me see. I try to remember all the names. I can remember all the faces, but there's another young gentleman, Dick Sanza, who heads the concert bureau there. Those of you who have attended concerts at Fordham University know how well presented they are. And while we had lunch this afternoon at Ralph's, I was thinking, you know, sitting at the table, everybody was exchanging ideas, and such fruitful ideas were presented by the different students involved. I learned a heck of a lot. And all of us, I think, had the feeling that we were offering something and at the same time receiving something from the conversation. And I'm only stating this to make those who take the colleges and the students for granted. I want to bring it to your attention that, believe me, they shouldn't be taken for granted, and will not be taken for granted. If you're not hearing from them now, you will hear from them. Oh yes, they have a whale of a lot to say, and they are going to say it. They're very determined to say it, and they're going to be heard. They're being heard, as a matter of fact. You're going to hear more from them. So don't think that they're just sitting there and you know, having fun with banana peels and so forth. That's not the case at all. They are thinking, and they are producing, and they are very much concerned, very much concerned. I don't know where the concept came in at all about the looseness of the individuals on the college level. I don't know where, how it came in, or that rowdy or full of rebels. I don't know where that came in. I think we're confusing rebel with a rebel attitude with the concern that they have, the curiosity they have. They want that curiosity satisfied. And when they react, it's not in a way of being a rebel at all. They want no revolution. What they want is the best out of the society that they are living in and will contribute to. So believe me, nothing is wasted there. Nothing is wasted on the college level. Maybe we waste a lot by not paying sufficient attention to them, not supporting them, not listening to them. They have something to say. I just wish you had heard the conversation this afternoon. And this was just one day for me. This goes on and on with them. It's daily with them. They want to know their place in the sun. And they're also concerned about your place in the sun and what they can contribute to make that place in the sun a very shiny and fruitful place. And then at the end of it all, they can say, well, you know, it was worth it. It was worth it. Don't think now that they're saying it's not worth it, so they really don't give a damn. That's not the case at all. They are very, very much concerned. Maybe you are not as concerned as you should be. I've seen pictures of true pictures, I mean, of let's say kids playing in the street, maybe playing with hoops and paper hats and maybe sticks that they use for guns, and they're playing soldier, or they're rolling the hoop. And maybe in the background of this particular picture I saw, there was an adult leaning against the wall, and with a sort of a tolerant attitude, he was watching the children play. And I don't know, I thought about the honesty of the children as compared with the dishonesty of the adult. He was leaning shiftlessly against the building and producing nothing. And the children were dreaming. They were dreaming with the hoops and with the sticks and with the paper hats. They were dreaming. At least they were dreaming. The mind was active. And the adult was standing there, and he was looking with a sort of tolerance. You know, oh, they're kids. Oh, they're kids. He was missing out, not the kids. And I had that feeling at Fordham University this afternoon that everything that they said, everything that they felt, everything that they presented was worthwhile. And it was in the form of a quest. an examination, and they were evaluating, and they wanted others to evaluate. And if you don't look at them and respond to that, you are wasted, not them, not at all. And as I said, you're going to hear from them, believe me, you're going to hear from them, and most emphatically so. Here's Donovan. Must be the season of the witch. Season of the witch. Donovan at 10 before 2 on Great 98. 10 before 1, that's what it really is. You don't change those clocks until 2 o'clock. Steve Paul has a scene, and he invites you to become a scene maker. That's the only way you can become a scene maker, is to visit Steve Paul's scene, 46th Street and 8th Avenue in New York. And I just want to remind you, too, that the scene opens a Park Avenue branch in 2 weeks. Watch for the exciting opening of the scene east in the Delmonico Hotel. Park Avenue and 59th Street. You know it's going to be an exciting opening, and it's going to prevail throughout time. That's right, because the scene at 46th Street and 8th Avenue has that excitement all the time. Appearing this Sunday, incidentally, Sunday and Wednesday, the middle class, and this Tuesday and Thursday for 2 nights only, the last New York appearance, of the Soul Crusade of the Mandela. And then opening Friday, May 5th through May 11th, for 1 week only, the Chambers Brothers. That's it. Steve Paul Scene, 46th Street and 8th Avenue. We're open 7 nights a week. Special surprises on Sundays. And there's a big surprise tonight. No surprise. You know what that jam session is like, huh? So find the groove and move by. Steve Paul Scene. Have a ball. Creek Alley, Mamas and Papas.
Tom and Mitzi were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind.
Creek Alley, Mamas and Papas. The place everybody's talking about, Trudy Heller's Trick, the newest, most exciting out-of-sight club in town. On Broadway at 49th Street, through 5,000 mirrors, you can watch yourself dance to the most explosive groups like Jimmy Castor and his combo, the Titanic Upper Hand led by Tommy Strand. Trudy Heller's Trick, the most exciting sight in town, where you can play the lights yourself and create your own wild atmosphere. The Trick, the land of 5,000 dancing lights. Trudy Heller's Trick on Broadway and 49th. The Trick swings every evening except Monday and special matinees Sunday, 2 p.m.
U.S. savings bonds is a great investment, so says the government.
Jim Lonsberry on Great 98 every day, every morning on WOR-FM. Here's something beautiful.
Lies are white and death is black.
John Kramer, the Kudabucks on Great 98.